Okay.
That was my turn.
Not that bad. Okay, so we had yesterday Munbaz. Munbaz is an interesting shita. Introduces a new concept, difficult concept, that Shoigeg is like Mezid, strange idea, and you have to have Yediyah. And firstly, that told us that Tinik Shenishma doesn't bring a carbon, because he never had Yediyah. But then Rabbi Akiva takes him further and says, according to you, you should need Yediyah when you do the thing. So that's not Shoigeg. And he says to him, you're right. Okay, we have to get to that. Now, where did he get his whole idea from? Because he had a Hekish. The pasuk said Torah Achas Yilchem Loisa Bishgogo, and the next pasuk says Vanepesh Shatasa Biyad Roma, which is Mezid. So he has Shoigeg and Hezid next to it. Shoigeg has a Hekish, just like Mezid needs Yediyah, Shoigeg needs Yediyah. Okay, we'll come back to him in a second. It says the Gemara on two lines from the bottom. Rabbonon, good. He has a Hekish. What do we do with that Hekish? Rabbonon, Hay Torah Achas May Avdalei. What do they do with it? Meboyalei, they need it. For the lima that the Reb Shuben Levi told his son. Now, we have a din that we all know that for a korm chatos, you have to have zdoine kores and shigigoso chatos. They go together. You only bring a chatos on something that's zdoine kores. Where does that come from? It says the Gemara, we learned it from this limud, you'll see. Torah achas yelochem lo yisub bishkogla. Now that's talking in the parsha of Avodah Zarah b'Shoigeg. How do we know that? Because it says the Ksivich Hitzishgu v'losas was kol ha-mitzvah so'ela. And we learn in Horyos, as kol ha-mitzvah means the guy was over on Avodah Zarah. On the next posik, Rav just said is, anevesh ha-shatasa b'yod romo. If you do it b'meizid, b'nichus, so you get chorus. Hukshu kulom li-Avodah Zarah. Because it says, right? It says Torah Achas Yelochem Loisa Bishgoga. All the Shgogas are the same, right? So they're all the same as what we're talking about. Avodah Zarah. Now Avodah Zarah is what b'meizid. The next pasuk tells me b'koreis. So I learned that all Shgogas are like Avodah Zarah. That you need zdona koreis to get shigoska. That's what we use that for. V'huk shukulam Avodah Zarah malahalon dover shechayov and al zdona koreis. That she goes chatos. That's avodah zorah because it says anesha tasim and get kores. And before it says chatos, af kol dovor shechayovin al zdon ekores, while she could go so chatos. All right. Okay. Question is, how does Munbaz know this then? So Tais says he has a different way of learning it. A gemara. Tais works out all the loose ends. Now we come to the riddle of Munbaz. Munbaz said two things. The first thing he said, not so bad. The first thing he said was that Shoigeg needs a Yediyah. Meaning someone who never knew anything is not a Shoigeg. Okay, that we can hear. But then Rabbi Akiva pushed him to the wall and he says, listen, if you're right, you should go a step further. You should say that Shoigeg has to have Yediyah when he's doing it. Meaning he knows what he's doing when he's doing it. That should also be called Shoigeg. To which Munbaz said, you're right. Yeshikoyach, thank you for adding that onto my resume. Now, the question is like this. So the guy knows what he's doing, right? So why is he a Shoigeg? It's amazing. You just lost the whole thing. Wasn't Shoigeg amazing now? To which the Gemara is, well, the Munbaz, in that second case, Shkogo b'mai. Where's the Shkogo? It's got to be some sort of a Shkogo. You're amazing. I mean, so it's the most amazing thing. Shoshogag b'korban. Let's take a case, the standard cases we have, right? What we call a korban chatos, what do you have there? You have the lav, right? Then you have chorus, right? There's a lav, first of all. There's chorus. And there's a korban chatos if you do it b'shoigeg. Says Aben Azai, when he did what he did, let's say, let's take Shabbos, for instance. It was Machal Shabbos. He knew there was a lav. He knew there was chorus. But he didn't know that it was a korban. He didn't know there was a korban. That's called Shoigeg, according to Munbaz. That's the Shoigeg Shabbat. We would call him for sure amazing. I mean, the guy knows what he's doing. But he's missing one loop in the thing over there. He doesn't know. He's under the impression that it's alive and kores, but he's not under the impression that there's a korban. For that, it's called a Shoigeg. And if he then does it, what we would call amazing, he knows what he's doing, but he doesn't know there's a carbon, he has to bring a carbon chatas on that, because that's called shoygeg according to Munbaz. Because shigigas carbon alone makes you a shoygeg. Virabonon shigigas carbon loishmo shkoga. Obviously, that's weo. That's not called a shkoga. The fact that you don't know that there's a carbon, but you know everything else, you're a hazed belavu bekoris, that's not going to be called shoygeg. That's amazing. Okay, Munbaz is an extreme shita. But what do we hold now? Let's drop Munvaz. That means a person who knows there's a lav, he knows there's kares, he's a full mezid. He happens not to know there's a carbon, we call that mezid. That's not enough to call him shoygeg, it's mezid. How much do you have to be a shoygeg? How much shoygeg do you have to have? So carbon obviously is not going to make you shoygeg. But now we come to a very interesting machlokes of Yechon Reish Lokish. What will be like this? I know a person machal Shabbos, he knows he's doing wrong. He knows there's an isalav, but he doesn't know this chorus on it. Is that called shoygeg or mezid? It's a step down from Munbaz. According to Munbaz, I know it's a lav, I know it's chorus, I happen to have not forgotten that there's a carbon. He calls that shoygeg. We say that's not shoygeg. That's mezid. But what about in there? I'm a semi shoygeg, a semi mezid. Am I mezid? That's the machlokes now. V'rabonon shkoga b'may. Rabbonon, not Munbaz. Okay, that extreme we're not. What do you need to make him a shoygeg? Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Kevon Sheshogag Bikores, Afapisha Hazid Belav, Afapisha Hazid Belav. If he's a Shoigig in the Kores, if he's a Shoigig in the Kores and a Hazid Belav, he's called a Shoigig and he brings a Korm Chattas. Verish Lokish Omar, no, Ache Yishkoig Belav Bikores. That's your intuitive feeling. You have to be a Shoigig, you have to not know there's a Lav either here. But yeah, the Rambam's passing like Rabbi Yochanan. That's an interesting question. Where did this come from? Frankly, Omar of my time at the Shimon Lakish. I would have asked my time at once. I would have asked my time at Rabbi Yochanan. Intuitively, I would have gone with the Shalakish. What's called the Shoygeg? The guy doesn't know he's being Mechal Shabbos. According to Rabbi Yochanan, the guy knows he's being Mechal Shabbos. He just thinks that Shabbos is a lav. His Shoygeg is he doesn't realize that Shabbos has a chorus with it. Rabbi Yochanan says that's called Shoygeg. And he has to bring a Kor Mechatas on that. And the Rambam passes that way. So the Gemara is my time at the Reish Lakish. Says, explains Tosis, you know why? Because the Gemara holds Rabbi Yochanan is easier. Why? Because where did Rabbi Yochanan get it from? Because where did our whole limud? We just got our limud from where? From this Hekish Tavoy de Zorah. Where did we get our whole thing? When do you bring the Korom Chatos? We learned it from Avoy de Zorah. Just like there, it's Zdoinah Kores. And Shigigoso. There's only mentioned Kores. The lav is b'chol not mentioned in that parasha. So since the Kor Mechatas comes out of that parasha, we take what it says on the surface in that parasha. It's dealing with Kores. If you didn't know the Kores, you call the Shoygeg. But Reish Lakish says, not that way. You have to not know it's a lav at all, the way we would have thought. Where did he get what he said? Tais explains, the Gemara doesn't even question Rabbi Yochanan. That seems to flow right out of where we're coming. It's my time with Reish Lakish, the Gemara doesn't understand. Says the Gemara, he has another pasuk in Ochanami. Omar Rava, my time of the Lokish that you have to be a shoygeg in the lav. Omar Kro in Vayikra by the Shig, I think it's by the Chatznos. I'm not sure. Ashalo say oseno bishkogo ve'oshen. So there you have the lav. Loi say oseno bishkogo. Put shkogo next to the lav. Ashi yishkoig belav ve'kores shebo. You have to be a shaking in the lav too. Reb Yochanan, I quote Reb Shimon ben Lakish, my overlay. What does he do with that posuk? He needs it for something else in Gans. Look at the Sanyo. Bryce says like this. Me'am ho'oretz. Says, Abbas. Abbas. Achad me'am ho'oretz. One of the. From one of the people. So the Chazal learned, Meham is from the people, not all the people. I mean, there are certain people who don't bring a chatos. Who's that? Prat l'mumer. A mumer doesn't bring a korm chatos. He's out. Okay. Reb Shimon Elozer Omer, Mishum Reb Shimon, this is what he uses this pasuk for. Ashalose osena bishkoge ve'oshem. What's mashma there? He made a mistake, and that's why he did it. Mashma, had he known what he's doing? He would not have done it. Hashov mi yidiyosu mevi korban al shigigoso. Shov mi yidiyosu means the person did it. Now I fill him in on the information. Had he had this information before, he would have done what he done. No, that's called a shaykh. But let's say a person, even if I told him, he would have done it. He doesn't bring a korban shoygig. Let's say, you can have people like that. Listen, a lot of people out there like that. The Mechal Shabbos b'shoygig. A lot of people out there don't know a lot of things, you know what I mean? They don't know that Koitzer is also b'shabbos. So the guy makes ksir on Shabbos. Now I go over to him, I say, listen, you know, ksir is an avaloch on Shabbos. He says, I couldn't care less, I'm not interested in your Shabbos. He doesn't bring a korban chatas, because he's not a shov midiyoso. He knows, and he still would have done it. That's not called a shaykh. So that's what he uses that pasuk. Hashov me the also someone who would have stopped when he got the news, when he got the information. That brings a korban chatos. But hashov me the also, and maybe korban al shigigos. Okay. So we now have a most interesting machloikis. Again, munbaz is extreme. Munbaz takes what we would call an absolute mezid. The guy knows Shabbos is also in Allah. He knows he's chayiv kars. He doesn't know there's a carbon. Munbaz calls that a shoygeg, and he brings a carbon chattis. We say that's mezid. But we now have a machloikis for birchos in our world. How much shoygeg do you have to be? Rish Lakish says you got to be shoygeg b'lavu b'kares. You got to not know it's us. Rabbi Yochanan, and that's the way we paskin. There are paskins. If even though you know it's a lav, it's an interesting, again, counterintuitive. The guy is being mechal Shabbos b'mezid. We would say he knows there's an Isur Netayon al Sasa Komaloch, and he's doing it anyway. But he doesn't realize the severity of what he's doing. He doesn't know it's chayiv kares. Says Rabbi Yochanan, that's shoygeg, and on that he brings a kar mechatas. Because when we'll tell him Yechayiv Kores, he would have said, a normal person would say, oh, then I would have never done it. Now, if he sticks to his guns, that's not Shov Midiyos. I'm talking about a person who, when we inform him this Kores, he would say, oy vey, then I would have never done it. Okay. That's Munbas, yeah.
Yeah, but what does that mean? I mean, it doesn't. He's doing it amazing, right?
Yeah, wait, yeah, so you got to be careful. You got to be careful with the words. You have to be careful with the words. According to Munbas, that's not called mezid. A person who does something not knowing the full extent of his ramifications is not called mezid. It's a very strange thing, Munbas. You got to be careful. That's called shaygeg. That's called shaygeg, according to Munbas. That's a strange thing. It's a different definition than we're used to. That's called shaygeg. Mezid means he knows all of Hilchos Shabbos. That's what it means. Doesn't mean intent. So I'm saying Munbaz is a completely different way of looking. He came with this left field thing that Shoygeek has Yediyah. I mean, we don't have such a concept.
He knows that this car is amazing, but he doesn't know that there's a car in the show. He doesn't know all the
right. Munbaz. Yeah, Munbaz. I tell you, Munbaz is strange sheet. It's a very strange sheet. Honestly, I'll be honest, even what we hold in Rabbi Yochanan is not so easy to swallow. Most people on the street, I mean, we'll take even the people who know the Ketzir Zos and ask them, they'll tell you not like that. The guy knows Shabbos is an Isidar Eis Mosasako Malocha. He doesn't know there's a Chiyuv Kares. He's amazed or as a Shoygeg. Most people tell you he's amazed. Now, did he do it full intent? He definitely did full intent. The guy knows full well he's over an Isidar Eis. Yet we're calling him a Shoygeg too. It's also not so easy. But it's easier to hear because he doesn't know the full severity of what he's doing. His mezid, he thinks he's being ozvar on a lot. He doesn't realize he's getting himself in chorus. In Munbaz, it's worse. That's what's bothering you. Because in terms of his mezid, he knows everything. Okay, that's mezid. There's nothing we can do about it. He's redefining mezid, as we said yesterday.
It's kind of analogous to the rules of Eidos. Asura, that you have to...
Yeah, a little bit. Well. A little bit, yeah. I don't know what to say. It's a redefinition, but he told us yesterday. And what we would tell in first grade, what's the show you get mezid? You did it. He says, not true. He changed the whole world, Munbaz. Okay, tonight. Now we come to a very interesting question. This is going to be repeated a few times in Klal God tonight. We're going to have soon the famous Mishnah. Ovis melochas arboim choser achas, right? That's the Mishnah 9 Gimel. It says, Ovis melochas are 39. We'll come there. Why it says 40 minus 1, could have said 39, whatever it is. It says, Ovis melochas are 39. And then it lists all the Ovis melochas. This Shabbos you learn it. I won't be here. Ovis melochas. I'm going to get the ganze list. Frank the Gemara to stay in the question. What do you have to tell me 39 if I can count? It says, they got your computer, your smartphone, and you'll see it. What's the list for me? What do you tell me 39 for? From Rabbi Yochanan, the famous Rabbi Yochanan, it's many times in Shabbos. The Mish is trying to tell me, Shem Osun Kulam Behelim Echod, Chayiv Al Kolachas Vesachas. The Mish is underscoring 39. You know something, my friend? You can walk away with 39 chatoyis on Shabbos. Because if you'll do them all behelem echad, you could walk away with 39 melochas. 39 chatoyis. Now, let's be careful over here.
Where's this we learned already? Where is the case that you get for every malacha a different chatos? We had two possibilities before. There's shigig Shabbos uzdoin malachas. I know the malachas, I forgot it's Shabbos. Then you can do all you want. You bring one, if I'm talking about one Shabbos, you bring one korb. This has got to be talking in the case of what? Of zdoin Shabbos v'shigigas malachas. I mean, I know it's Shabbos. I know what Shabbos means. I happen not to know that Ktzir is also and that Trin is also. Then you'll get two chatoyis. And we're going all the way. If you happen not to know all 39 malachas are also, you're going to bring 39 malachas. 39 chatoyis. That's why the Mishnah said 39. So what's the case? Shigigas malachas zdoin Shabbos. What does that mean? He knows it's Shabbos. What does it mean to know it's Shabbos if you don't know anything's also? What does it mean you know it's Shabbos? That's ridiculous. So Shabbos just became Wednesday. I just took the God's mission, Baruch Hele, Gimel, out throughout in garbage. So there's no Shabbos. How can you call me a Zdoin Shabbos when I'm a Shoigig in every single Malach? And you have to be a Zdoin Shabbos. Because if you don't know about Shabbos, then all the Malachas according it into one and you bring only one Chatz. What is the case? Says the Gemara, well, it depends how we learned. If you learn like Rabbi Yochanan, I have no problem. Because according to Rabbi Yochanan, when I say I'm a shoygig in the malach, it means I know full well it's also in our Torah. I just don't know there's a chorus. Of course I'm a zdoin Shabbos. But according to Rish Lakish, you have to be really a shoygig. You have to think every malach is muta. So where's your zdoin Shabbos here? What's a Shabbos, Givor? Heichim Ashkachas lo has to be bezdoin Shabbos v'shigigas malachas. There's got to be a zdoin Shabbos here. Because if it's a shoygig in the Shabbos, that collapses the whole thing into one karm chatos. I could have it. He says that somebody who's amazed in the lav and a shoigig in the chorus is still called a shoigig. So that's very good. That'll be the case. In all 39 malachas, he knows their osir, but he doesn't know his chorus. So that's not Shabbos. He knows their Shabbos. He happens not to know the level of chorus. No problem. Mashkachas lo, kigon the yoda lo le Shabbos, belav. Shoigeg means I don't know this chorus, I don't know there's a lot. That means that all 39 malachas, I think the muta. I don't know there's an iser. So where's my zdoin Shabbos? What happened to my Shabbos here? The yoda leila Shabbos b'mai. What's a Shabbos? So the more interesting teretz, the yoda b'tchumin v'aliba de Reb Akiva. There's sinisa d'oraisa in Shabbos. That's not one of the malachas. He knows that. So he still knows it's Shabbos. Shabbos to him means Tchumen, according to Rabbi Akiva. Now most of us hold that Tchumen is a Drabonin, so it doesn't go into the picture here. But Rabbi Akiva happens to hold that Tchumen Doraisa, Zog the Gemara, according to Rabbi Akiva, I have an out. This man's Shabbos consists of Issa Tchumen. So he's called his own Shabbos. He knows it's Shabbos. He happens to be completely in a fog. His whole Shabbos has collapsed into Tchum. Everything else he holds is Mutter. Then he goes and does all those Melachis. That's called Shigigas Melachis, but it's doing Shabbos, because he still knows it's Shabbos. That's interesting. Teretz, first of all, it's only good in Rabbi Akiva. It takes an Erev in many places, brings a Raya from it. It's like, God, so many Rishonim hold. Many Rishonim hold that the Machloikis, where the Tchumen is the rice, is only in the Tchum of Alpayimama, 2,000 Amas. But the big Tchum, what they call 12 meal, everybody holds his the rice. So he says from here, you see not that way. Because the Gemara says, the Yodale B'Tchumen, or Ali B'Derev Akiva. The Gemara says, only according to Rabbi Akiva will you have Tchumen the rice. Promise, what do you do according to us? I mean, not to Akiva, what's an answer? The truth is, Tosis, they all answer. It's a very simple answer the Gemara could have said. The Gemara could have said as follows. He's a shoygeg in Koris, a shoygeg in the Lav, but he's amazing in the essay. He could still be that, Rish Lakish doesn't require. That's what will be if a person doesn't know this Koris, doesn't know there's an Islo Sasa Malocha, but he knows there's an essay called the Yamashvi Tishbois that he knows. That will be shoygeg even going to Rish Lakish. That could have been a simple answer to the Gemara. It's doing Shabbos. Anything on Shabbos Yom Kippur. That's a general lesson. Okay, good. So the Gemara found in eights. Fine. Pause. Next. Mantana. Now, we're reverting back for a second. Mantana. Who's the Tana of the following Bryce? Let's see what it says here. The Tana Rabbonon Shogag Bozeh U Bozeh. He's a Shogag in both. In Shabbos and in Malachis. Zeu shogeg omen batoyre. Okay, that's a classic shogeg. I basically garnished. Mezid bozeu bozei. No Shabbos. He knows the melacha. Zeu mezid omen batoyre. Shogeg b'Shabbos v'hezid b'melachos. Or shogeg b'melachos v'hezid b'Shabbos. Okay, that's what we call it. Is done Shabbos. There's also types of shogeg. That's all very good. That's simple. That's everybody agrees to the statements we just made. The next statement is an interesting statement. Osha Omar, look what he said. Yodeyani shemelocha zu asura. I know the melocha I'm doing is asur. Aval eini yodeya shechayovin olov korban olov. Chayiv, yechayiv a korban. Now that is the munbas statement. That's the strange statement. I know full well what I'm doing is asur. And I know exactly everything. I just don't know that there's a korban. That is what munbas claimed. She'll say, well, you claim you don't understand. How can that be shoygi? But that's what Munbas says shoygi. In this price, it says, yichayev a korb. Zogdik more, come on, give Munbas. That has to be Munbas. That is Munbas's extreme shita. Okay. Now. Good. We're dropping, that's like a parenthetical state we just made. Back, Munbas put back on a back burner. We're now back according to us. What do you mean us, white men? You know, the Rabbanan, the way we hold. And we say, it's machalik zebiyach rishalokish. Rabbi Yochanan says, if you're mazed belav and you're shoigig just in the kores, that's called shoigig. Rish Lakish says, you have to be shoigig in the kores and in the lav. Okay. Comes Abaye to a different case. Let's put Shabbos on the side. Shabbos is very good. And standardly, we have no problem with this concept because, as we said, every kor mechatos is doing a kores and shigos achat. So those kores and lav, you can have the machloikis. There is a kor mechatos, though, that comes without a chorus. And that's by Shuas Bitui. A Shua. Shua Shaloi, you have it Lahabu. You can have Shua Shaloi Oichal, and then he eats. Or Shua Shaloi, and he didn't eat. Whatever, forward or backward. There in Vayikra, you have a Korm Chatis. It's called Olav Yoyer. It's a little bit different over there. Depends how much money you have, which Korm you bring. But there's no chorus over there. Okay? So now. So we want to know like this. Rabbi Yochanan said that in Shabbos, L'moshel, any kor mechatos, if you're a shoigig in the kores and a mazid in the lav, you're still called a shoigig. Right? That's Rabbi Yochanan. What's he going to do by Shuas Bitui over there? There's no chorus. So Lechura, he's going to agree with Reish Lakish. There's nothing else. There's nothing else there. There's no second thing. There's no chorus over there. So that's Lechura. That's what Abaye says. I'm Abaye. Hakol moidim. The Shuas Bitui, Hakol Moldim, now we're not referring to Munbas. Obviously, Munbas doesn't agree because he has Shigas Korban. We mean, even Rabbi Yochanan, who says that generally Shigas Korban with Hezid Balav would be called Shoigeg, he will still agree, Shein Chayovin Oleo Korban at Sheyishkoig Balav Shebo. This reason is very simple. What else should he be Shoigeg in? There's no chorus there. He's got to be Shoigeg in something. Frank the Gemara, Hakol Moldim, man Rabbi Yochanan, Pshito. Obviously, when Rabbi Yochanan said that Shigigas Korban makes you a Shoigig, that's where, I'm sorry, when Shigigas Chorus makes you a Shoigig, that's what is Chorus. If there's no Chorus, the kid, what are you supposed to say? All you have is the lav. That's the only thing here. Ki kom Rabbi Yochanan hechadika Chorus. Where is Chorus? Like by Shabbos, like by the Zohar, Chaylev and Dam. Rabbi Yochanan gizok, that if you're Shoigig in the Chorus, even though you're amazing in the lav, you're called a Shoigig. But here there is no Chorus, so what do you want to do? Obviously, what are you telling me, Abai? What should he be a shoygig in? What would be the alternative? Says the Gemara, Salke Daita Chamino. Hoil. The word's a little off. Hoil the Chiddushu. There's a big Chiddush in Shuas Biti. What's the Chiddush? This is the only place we have a Korm Chatos without Chores. Says the Gemara, I might have misconstrued over here. I might have reasoned like this. Every kor mechatos comes with a chorus. Shvuas Bitui doesn't. It's mezid lav, well, there's the malk saying, but meisa, and korb. I might have thought, since this is a strange one, there is no chorus here, the korban is sort of in the place of the chorus. And just like Rabbi Yochanan says in general, if you're a shoigig in the chorus, that's enough to make you shoigig. Here he would say shoygig in the korban is enough, like munbaz basically. Says Abai, that's not true. He said what he said. He said shigigas koris. If there's no koris, there's no shigigas koris. I would have thought salki daita chamin hol v'chidush hu dibuchol atoyru kulo ashkichon lav the maisali korban. There is no lav without koris that brings a korban in the Torah, except for here v'hocho maisai. I would think, so to speak, the korban takes the place of the curse, and shigigas korban here would be good for us too. Rabbi Yochanan would hold. Komash malon, no, that's not true. He's moidel. Am I seeing shigigas korban? There is no korban, so he's going to need. He's going to need a shigigas lav. Okay, now.
Are we thinking that this person? But they're willing to be over on something that just doesn't curse.
Right. Yeah, yeah. That's called Debyagin. That's called Shoykik. He's going ahead in the lab. He's willing to do it. He thinks there's no chorus. If I'll tell him there's chorus, he wouldn't do it. That is the machlokes. Is that called choy? Is that called mezim? Here, there is no chorus. Right. There's no chorus. So what's your alternative? Yeah, because of the lav, that's all there is. But let's say he doesn't know there's a korban. So we might have thought here, Rabbi Yochanan would say that being shogeg in a korban is also enough to make a shogeg like munbas, because here the korban takes the place of the chorus in some way, because there is no korban. No, that's not true. Go back to your intuition, it's not true. Okay, now we come to an interesting thing. We have to preface with the Dwan Aloch here. In Shavua, there's an interesting halacha. In other words, generally speaking, when you say shoygig on Shabbos, I didn't know it was Shabbos, right? But I didn't know this thing was also. That's a shoygig. In Shavuah, the Gemara in Shavuah has a very interesting halacha. The pasuk says, "O nefesh kisishov levate b'sfosayim lehora olehetiv lechola sheyevate ha'odom b'shavuah." The Gemara learns that it's very interesting. Sheyevate ha'odom, whatever a person will, vate means to, what is it, articulate. Bishvua to shvua. The Gemara Dash is interesting. Ho odom bishvua. A person, when he takes a shvua, has to be an odom. Now, what is the classic definition of an odom? I don't know what they say today, but in our way of looking at it, means you know what you're doing. Okay, it's highly arguable. I hear you have to be in control in the driver's seat. You know, GPS. You got to know what you're doing. That's called ho odom. Ho odom bishvua. When you take a shvua, you got to know what you're doing. What does that mean? Says the Gemara, what would be a case like this? What would be a case like this? This shvua de la'ovar. Shvua de la'ovar means I'm swearing at something that happened. I'm saying on Monday, I take a shvua, that on Sunday I ate, she'ochalti. Okay? I take a shvua, she'ochalti. Now, I really didn't. But when I took the shvua on Monday, I was fully convinced that I ate on Sunday. That I took a shvua on Monday. I swore that on Sunday I ate. Chayz, that fancy cake out there with the half the Torah written on it. So I take a shvua on Monday that I ate it on Sunday. I didn't eat it. But when I took the shvua on Monday, I was convinced that I ate it on Sunday. Now, ordinarily we would say that's a shogeg. In shvua, it's not. Ha'odom b'shvua. You didn't know what you were doing. You were completely you were under the wrong impression. In shvua, that's an oinus. You're out. Or, when I take the shvua, I think that there's no such thing as an issa shvua. It's also not a shoygig. Even generally, that is a classic shoygig. When I do some, I don't realize it's us. By shvua, and I need ha'odom b'shvua. By shvua, you got to know what you're doing when you take the shvua. Okay, so now. When you're talking about a shvua in the future, let's say. When you're talking about a shvua in the future, meaning I take a shvua on Sunday. On Sunday I take a shvua that on Monday I'm going to eat that cake. Right? So Monday I got to eat it. Now Monday I see that cake, I see this not to be eaten, you know what I mean? So I decide not to eat it. But on Monday I forgot I took the shvua. Or on Monday I forgot there's an Issa Shavuah. On Monday I forgot the whole, I forgot Shavuahs, we're up to Shabbos, Shavuahs are years from now, I forgot the whole Issa over there. Is that a shoygig? That's a shoygig. Ha'adam Shavuah just says that when you take the Shavuah, you gotta be in the driver's seat. Listen, there's a limit how much we can demand, you know what I mean? Once you take the Shavuah, you're back in the regular territory. So when you're talking about a shvua de lahaba, I have no problem finding you a shoygig. No problem whatsoever. I took a shvua on Sunday. Then I'll do something. I won't do something on Monday. When Monday came along, I forgot what I said on Sunday. It's opella. By me, Sunday at 9:03, I forgot what I said Sunday at 9:02. It's no big deal. That's a shoygig. No problem. But on a shvua de la'ova, that means I'm taking a shvua today that I ate something yesterday or that I didn't eat something yesterday. Where's the case of shoygig there? You'll tell me, well, simple. I swore on Sunday that I ate it on Shabbos and I forgot that I didn't eat it. That's not cool. That's all the mishur. It's not a shoygig. The other case, on Sunday when I took the shvua that I ate it on the Shabbos, I knew I didn't eat it, but I didn't know the shvua was also. That's vital, not a shoygig. Oh, the mishvua. When I take the shvua, I got to know what I'm doing. So where's the case of shoygig in a shvua de la'ova? Where's the case? Meisve. Eizu shiga shvuas biti shalova. Where is shoygig in a shvua de la'ova? Here's the case. Shem omar yoidei anish shvua zu asura. I know that it's full well I'm lying. I know full well that taking a shvua is also not Torah. Where's the shoygeg? Avol eini yoidei im chayovin oleho korban olo chayiv. Shigegas korban. No, that's exactly against what Abaye just said. Abaye said that in shvua, everybody, even Rabbi Yochanan, will agree you need shigegas la. Basically, that means that you can't have it in shvua de la'ova. Here it says not that way. Answers the Gemara, Homani munbasi. What are you bringing me this brisa? This brisa is munbas. Munbas, we know, holds that shigegas korban is good enough. Abaye was talking, Rabbi Yochanan shows according to us, and says Rashi. So this is munbas. Good, very nice. So now I'm asking you the question. Where, according to us, will you ever have a shoygeg in shvua de la'ova? Says Rashi, Einachonami, you will not. So Machlokes Tanum, Rabbi Shmuel in Shvuah says there is no korban chatos on Shvuah de la'ova. There's only Shvuah de la'ova. So they know Hanami. Okay. Vorma Abaye, no chazach. Hakol moedim b'truma. Truma is an interesting thing. If a Yisrael eats truma b'meizid, it's chayiv misa v'dei shamaya. If he eats b'shoigei, right? So you have the lav, then it's chayiv choymesh. So you could look at it, the choymesh is equivalent to a korban in that sense. It's also a kapora. So now again, I want to know, you need shoygig over there. What's called shoygig? What's called shoygig over there? So again, according to Rish Lakish, you have to not know there's a lav. But according to Rabbi Yochanan holds that if you know there's a lav, you just don't know there's a korban. You don't know there's a korban. I'm sorry, you don't know there's kores. That's also called shoygig. So what will be by truma? Truma, now there's no chorus there, but there is misa b'nei shamayim. You could say, since there's no chorus, Rabbi Yochanan gives up the ship, you need shaygig bala. Or you could say, no. Here, the misa b'nei shamayim is, so to speak, in the place of the chorus. So Rabbi Yochanan would hold, if you hazed balav, but shogag in the misa b'nei shamayim, should also be a shaygig, not yichayv, a korban, it's not korban, but yichayv choymesh. Says Abaye, no. Hakol moedim, even Rabbi Yochanan agrees, b'trumo, shein chayoven olea choymesh, ad sheyishkoig b'lav shebo. You have to be a shoygig in the lav. Meaning here, it's not good enough to be a shoygig in the chorus. Frank, you invite the words poshut, there is no chorus here. Hakol moedim, man Rabbi Yochanan, pshito. Kiyom Rabbi Yochanan, egedik a chorus, like a chorus, low. So, come on, that's not a tiny. Here I have a simple avamina. Here there's no chorus, but there is Misa B'dei Shamayim. I would have thought that Misa B'dei Shamayim takes the place of chorus. Chaymish is like the carbon. So Mele, just like Rabbi Yochanan said in Shabbos, if you hazed bilav, b'shogag b'chorus, you bring a carbon, he would have said here too, hazed bilav, I know I'm not allowed to eat the truma, but I'm shoygeg in Misa B'dei Shamayim, that's called shoygeg, and you have to pay chaymish. So Abaye, no. When there's no chorus, he never said what he said. Mao the same Misa b'mokim chorus omedes, b'chishogag b'misa nami l'chayim, shogag b'misa should be equivalent to shogeg b'chorus over there, and you should have to bring the chaymish. Kamashla, not that way. He, Rabbi Yochanan, only said his din by chorus. Rova Taka says that's true. Rova says you're wrong, Abaye. Rova, I'm a misa b'mokim chorus omedes. Chaymish b'mokim korban koi. You're not right. It does follow. It's exactly the same pattern. In achilas truma b'shogeg, the lav is the lav. The misa b'shamayim is like the chorus. The chaimish is equivalent to the korban. So Rabbi Yochanan will stick with his shita. If you hazed bala, I mean, the guy knows full well the Yisrael. He's not allowed to eat that shroom. He knows that full well. He just doesn't know. He's chayimis v'dei shomayim. Rabbi Yochanan will say that's called shoygeik, and he will have to pay a chaimish. Resh Lakish holds no, you gotta be a shogeg in the law. Because the analogy does carry over. If I'm holding a baby rover, can you carry what the Yochanan said in chorus over to Misabidei Shomayim? Can you make that analogy? Amar Afuna, very famous Gemara. Hoyimahalik ba midbar. The guys in the mirror, he's on stutzah with them. When Yodeya Amos Shabbos, he's lost. Well, he left his phone home, you know what I mean? He's mamish aftsoris. He doesn't know what day of the week. He's completely disoriented. A famous gemara, vazal medaton. You're up against a very strange business over here. Every day is might be Shabbos. Except the gemara says, if you know what day you left, we assume nobody left on Shabbos. If you can cheshbon out what day you left, every 8 days, you don't have to worry about it. But basically, every day you're up against the sofik Shabbos over here. So essentially, the halacha will come out here. Now, on one hand, the guy can't die. He's got to do some work to keep himself alive. So every day, basically, he can do enough work to keep himself alive. Shit, he's walking around with three suitcases of food. He can't do anything. I mean, but if he has to, that's pikuach nefesh. Every single day is pikuach nefesh. But they made an interesting thing here. So that he shouldn't forget Shabbos altogether, they made like an artificial Shabbos. They said randomly, make 7 days, start counting, and the seventh day you'll keep as Shabbos. What do you mean you'll keep as Shabbos? L'manafkamina, every day you're doing the same thing. Every day you're working a little bit, because every day might be Shabbos. That day you make Kiddush and Havdalah, just to remember that there's a Shabbos in this world. So the first problem is, how do you start counting? The guy's completely disoriented. So the first man says, Moina shishi yomim mishabi, yayim echot, that's all. He doesn't know where he is. Today he realizes he's lost. Completely. He says, okay, that's it. Today is going to be Sunday. Monday, and the seventh day, Amach Shabbos. Chiyah Barav goes the other way. Mishamer Yom Echad Umon Shishi. He does it the other way. I mean, today, obviously, he can't make Shabbos because today is confused. We assume today. He makes tomorrow the Shabbos, and then he counts 6 days. Just like in Briyas Olam, the 6 days came before Shabbos, so he should count the 6 days, then make Shabbos. Umasov called him Arishin. Yeah, because Adam Arishin was born on Friday, he was introduced first to the Shabbos, so he should make first Shabbos, then the 6 days. Okay, Mesve, I have a Bryce, Hoya Mahalik Baderek, Veni Yadei, Mosse Shabbos. Mishamer Yoimechad Lashisha. Pasha, that means 1 for 6, meaning 6 pass, and then you hit 1. That's like the first day, it's like the first day that you count 6 and then make Shabbos. My love, moina shisha umishamer yemechad. Lo mishamer yemechad umona shisha. Says the Gemara, that the words of the Braisa don't fit that. If that's what the Braisa meant, I hochi mishamer yem echad lishisha. Mishamer yem echad umona shisha mi boyle. The yoy, you have a favorite Braisa. Tanya, you mahalle ba derech ba midba veni yodei emosa Shabbos. Moina shisha umishamer yem echad. Finish. You count 6. Today's day 1, 2, 3, 4, 6. The seventh day you make Shabbos. Yufta the chiyah barav to yufta that he's out. That's how you do it. If you're totally disoriented, what's talking to poskim? Never. They had cases. They don't have to be lost in the midbar. He could be by goyim somewhere where there's no calendar. He could be in jail. So Rabbi Shavur writes there, but that could be when you tavision the goyim somewhere. Could be you could figure out from the goyish calendar. Hands on a goyish calendar work. That's the way. But you can have. They never had to deal with this kind of case where the guy was completely cut off and didn't know what was going on. Okay. What? I didn't know what day it was. They didn't know what day it was in the Lomb. They said it was Sunday or Monday because of the date line, but they didn't know what day it was. They weren't disoriented. They had a lachic problem over there with the date line. Omar Rova, Bichol Yom V'Yom, also like it, Devanos also. Genuga Pikuach Nefesh, he makes, that's all. Bar Me'ahu Yomu. Except for, like, what's that funny sound? I'm counting 6, randomly the 7th day I make Shabbos. Look, Mario, you can work every day what you need, minimum, the 7th day not. Do you understand? Vahu yoyim alemus, what you do? You die that day? So the same pikuach nefesh on the day, every day might be Shabbos. Every day I'm only allowing pikuach nefesh. So we tell him the 7th day shouldn't do work. Of course he has to do work, he could die the 7th day. So Ovid Mesmol Shtei Parnosis. On the 6th day he makes twice as much. How can you do that? You can't do that either. Because that 6th day might be Shabbos. Who gives you right to make double load? V'dilma mesmo Shabbos have el kol yoyim v'yoyim oisla parnasoso afila hu yoyimu. Frag the Gemara about hu yoyimu b'may min kalei. So what does it mean that he makes the 7th day Shabbos? L'manaf kemina. He's working every day the same amount. What do you mean the 7th day he says it's Shabbos. In what way is it nikkud as Shabbos? The kiddush of Avdal, the mach kiddush, and he makes Avdalah. Says Rashi here, lezikorin ba'almo, that there should be one day that he should remember shalitishtaka, the concept of Shabbos. So again, Zog the Mishnah Brura, that's what he's got with him, you know. If he happens to have wine, he's okay. If he has bread, he makes kiddush on bread. And if he doesn't, he's in the middle of a midboy. He makes enough to make a living. But they worked and I got three apples that day. So I have to say, Davin's Shabbos the Gemayri for Hashem. That'll be the Kiddush, because the Rai see you. I see with that, you do what you can. Or you say, Atachanantonu. That'll be Havdolah. Shabura guys have bounce shoes, or you do a tefillin over here. You have to put on tefillin every day. Even on the day you think it's Shabbos, because it may not be Shabbos. And that's the subject that Rai said the other way. He comes out, you got to put on tefillin every day. Okay. Omar Rova. That word is more. It's better in the side reading. Meaning, it means like this. I know I left home 2 days ago. I don't know what day it was. If I know what day it was, then I'm okay. I don't know what 2 days ago was, but I know I left. The assumption is you didn't leave on Shabbos. So that means, you know, that day, 2 days ago, and therefore every 8 days on that cheshbon, you can do whatever you want, because you know that that's not Shabbos. Obviously, if you know it's not Shabbos, it's not Shabbos. I would have thought you could be even more makeup, because let's say I left 2 days ago, right? So I can assume it wasn't Shabbos. Says, well, I would tell you, you can assume it's not Friday either, because people didn't leave on trips on Friday. So I should be able to give myself at least 2 days. So no, because it could be you left in a rush, and the shayor, the caravan left on Friday, you left like that much you can't. You didn't leave on Shabbos, that you can assume. Mao the same who came into Shabbos Lonovik b'mal Shabbat and Nami Lonovik. You also didn't go out on Friday. So if you know you left 2 days ago, you can assume that was Thursday. You can't assume that. So we can at least assume it was Thursday. That could be. I'm only in a rush. Don't forget, they didn't travel alone in those days. If the caravan pulled out, you pulled out. You couldn't travel alone. So I'm all, my person doesn't leave on Friday. But that the Goyish caravan pulled out on Friday morning, you went with them. That you can't assume. But if you left, you didn't leave on Shabbos. That much you can't. That's brought to Allah. Every 8th day, if you have cheshbon, how many days ago you left? You know your day you left, you can always assume that wasn't Shabbos. Mainly the 8th, the 15th, the 22nd, that add until you get out of the midbar, you can rely that it's not Shabbos. Okay, we invite them. Hayodayik Shabbos. We said in the Mishnah, the basic split was that sometimes I bring one carbon for all the Shabbos, everything I ever did. Sometimes I bring one carbon for every Shabbos. The difference is if I know Shabbos exists. If I didn't know there was a Shabbos, or I've forgotten Gansan that Shabbos exists, then I say it's one carbon for the Shabbos itself. So even the 10 Shabbos have passed, I bring one carbon chatos. If, however, it's the other way around, meaning I notice Shabbos in the world, just I forgot today is Shabbos, I keep on forgetting it's Shabbos, then I bring one carbon for each Shabbos. Where'd that come from? Where'd that split come from? Says the Gemara, there's two psukim. Interesting Gemara. One pasuk is mashma, one shmira for all Shabboses, one for all of them. One is mashma for each one separate. Okay, let's see the psukim. Since how they read the psukim, how they read the psukim. And on immediately, one pasuk says, "V'shomru b'nei Yisrael es hashabbos, uksiv es shabsoisai plural tishmoru." Okay, so how did he read it? He read it like this. The first pasuk was Vishomru ben Yisrael's Hashabbos Shmira achas l'Shabbos es harbe. Meaning, he read it this way: Vishomru ben Yisrael es Hashabbos. Shabbos a concept, meaning one Shmira for the concept of Shabbos, all of Shabboses. The Shabbosai Tishmor is Mashma. Each of my Shabboses you should watch, meaning a separate watching for each Shabbos. Shmira achas l'kol Shabbos v'Shabbos. That's how he read it. The first pasuk implied one Shmira for all of Shabbos, like in a conceptual way. The second part, my Shabbos is you should watch, meaning each one gets its own watching. Comes on, now we said, forget the post mashma the other way. Mashma, Adarab, Ibchum is Tabra, Vishomu b'nei Yisrael's HaShabbos, the first one, Shmirachas l'chol Shabbos, v'Shabbos. Because there it says, Vishomu b'nei Yisrael es HaShabbos, the Shabbos, meaning watch the Shabbos. So each Shabbos gets its own Shmira. The second post says, Shabbos, all the mass of my Shabbos, you should watch, meaning one watching for all. all Shabbos. Now, as they point out, there's no difference between these two Amorim. It's just Mashmos Darshan. One of them reads this Pasuk this way, this Pasuk this way. Both of them are saying, there's one Pasuk that tells me Shmira for all Shabbos. There's one Pasuk that tells me a Shmira for every Shabbos. Then I go already Misvora. So obviously, Shmira means the Chat, as we understand. What else are we talking about here? Misi you can only get once. We're talking about Mesa, there's nothing to talk about here. We're talking about Shoigig. So that one Pasuk is telling me for all the Shabbos, this is one hit, one Chatas. One is telling me one for each Chatas. Then already I go Misvora. Where is there less Shoigig? Obviously, it makes sense to say that where you don't know Shabbos exists, that's one Shoigig. There's where the Torah said, Shmira Achas, L'chol HaShabbos. When each Shabbos was a separate beginning, then it makes sense to say, Shmira L'chol Shabbos V'Shabbos.